This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There is some good news this morning. Bosses are still hiring. The AP's Sagar Magani.
They added 272,000 jobs in May, nearly 100,000 more than a month earlier. Analysts had predicted a far smaller gain amid tentative signs that the economy's gradually slowing. That would have been welcome news for the Federal Reserve's inflation fighters who've been looking for hiring and consumer spending to ease. Instead, last month's jobs gain is in line with the brisk hiring earlier in the year. The Fed will meet next week and is poised to leave its benchmark interest rate at a 22-year high. The unemployment rate edged up to a still low 4%, ending a 27-month run below that mark.
President Biden's apologizing to Ukraine's president and pointing a finger as he explains a months-long delay in sending weapons to Ukraine as it battles Russia.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding, because we had trouble getting the bill that we had to pass that had the money in it from some of our very conservative members who were holding it up. But we got it done finally.
President Biden's in France this week for D-Day anniversary events. Now to that blistering heat in the Southwest from Arizona to California. The AP's Ben Thomas with what the Weather Service is saying.
It says Phoenix is experiencing dangerously hot conditions, hitting a new record high of 113. At a Trump campaign rally in the city Thursday, 11 people fell ill from heat exhaustion and were taken to the hospital. All were treated and later released.
Gas is down to $3.47 a gallon this morning, almost 9 cents cheaper than a week ago. This is AP News. A big celebration for that Michigan Central train station in Detroit.
Diana Ross, Eminem, Jack White, and Big Sean returned to their hometown Thursday night in a concert to celebrate the opening of the refurbished train station. The last train pulled out of the train station more than 30 years ago, and the building, which fell into disrepair, became a symbol of Detroit's decay. Then Ford Motor Company took control of the 18-story building 6 years ago. Ford Executive Chairman Bill Ford.
We dared to dream that this station, which had become a symbol of a broken city, could once again shine as the symbol of the Motor City.
Big Sean said for most of his life, the train station was just a big eyesore. He says now it's an oasis in the middle of the city. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.